From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. The British exit. To be or not to be. We are with only a number of short hours now before Britons will be heading to the polls to determine whether they are to remain a part of the European Union or will they vote to extricate themselves from their partners of the last 43 years and divorce completely. Advocates from both sides have spent much of the day expressing their point of view. Prime Minister David Cameron, whose political future, experts say, hinges on the outcome, remains the driving force in the Remain camp.
Think of one word that brings it all into one, which is together. Because frankly, if we want a bigger economy and more jobs, we're better if we do it together. If we want to fight climate change, we're better if we do it together. If we want to win against the terrorists and keep our country safe, we're better if we do it together. So please give it everything you've got in these last hours to make sure that people go out and vote tomorrow. Go out and vote Remain. Go out and vote Remain for a bigger, better Britain inside a reformed European Union.
Now, Nigel Farage is the leader of the Independence Party, and he begs to differ with the Prime Minister.
I want us tomorrow to vote for Britain to become independent. I want us to vote for us to become democratic. I want us to vote for us to become a normal country, because normal countries make their own laws. Normal countries are in charge of their destiny and their future.
Now, here in this country, the chairman of the Federal Reserve has weighed in and, as usual, has chosen her words very carefully.
I don't know that a Brexit vote would have significant consequences for us, but it could, and I think it's important to take that into account.
This is VOA News.
We have lost hundreds and thousands of innocent people to gun violence. And what has this body done? Mr. Speaker, nothing.
The voice of Democrat John Lewis, a United States congressman from Georgia, leading the charge in one of the more unusual political protests in recent history.
We have turned deaf ears to the blood of the innocent and the concern of our nation. We are blind to a crisis. Mr. Speaker, where is the heart of this body? Where is our soul? Those who pursue common sense improvement are beaten down. Reason is criticized. Obstruction is praised.
The rebellious lawmakers then marched to the front of the House chamber in the U.S. Capitol and announced they were protesting to force House Speaker Paul Ryan, the leader of the majority Republicans, to keep the House in session during a scheduled week-long break next week. They all shouted, "No bill, no break."
The House will be in order. Under Clause 2 of Rule 1, the Chair is charged with preserving order and decorum in the proceedings of the House. The Chair finds that the House is currently not in a state of order due to the presence of members in the well who are not recognized.
The Democrats called for a debate and then a vote on measures to expand background checks on gun buyers and block some suspected terrorists from purchasing a gun. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump spoke today, unleashing a scathing attack on Hillary Clinton, saying his Democratic opponent may be the most corrupt person ever to seek the presidency.
The other candidate in this race has spent her entire life making money for special interests, and I will tell you, she's made plenty of money for them. And she's been taking plenty of money out for herself. Hillary Clinton has perfected the politics of personal profit and even theft.
Well, speaking in North Carolina, Hillary Clinton got off a couple of jabs of her own.
Now look, I know Donald hates it when anyone points out how hollow his sales pitch really is. And I guess my speech yesterday must have gotten under his skin because right away he lashed out on Twitter with outlandish lies and conspiracy theories, and he did the same in his speech today. Now think about it. He's going after me personally because he has no answers on the substance.
And this is Joe Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.